From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Elodie Reed, filling in for Mitch Wortlieb. It's Thursday, December 5th, and here are today's headlines. Beginning yesterday, a so-called Alberta Clipper storm started moving quickly through New England. Adriana Kramer is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Burlington. She says Vermont could see gusty winds and 3 to 8 inches of snow, mostly outside the Champlain Valley, with more precipitation in the mountains. Kramer says the snowfall should help with ongoing drought conditions.
We were pretty wet with that Thanksgiving system as well, so that also will help alleviate those drought conditions.
Kramer says commuters should use caution on the roads due to the potential for blowing snow. The storm is expected to clear out by Friday morning. A person was found dead at a homeless encampment behind a shopping center in Berlin on Saturday. That's according to local police. Investigators have not yet determined a cause of death or released the person's name. But Berlin Police Chief James Pompriand says the department does not suspect foul play.
Anytime there's a death or an untimely death that the circumstances aren't immediately apparent to us, we do an investigation in coordination with the medical examiner's office, and that's basically what's happening in this situation.
The individual had been camping after losing their housing and was receiving support from Good Samaritan Haven in the week before their death, according to the group's executive director. The fatality in Berlin comes on the heels of the deaths of two other people experiencing homelessness last week, Tammy and Lucas Menard, who were found dead in their tent in Wolcott. Hanover police are investigating allegations of hazing that occurred this fall at Dartmouth College. In a press release yesterday, police said they issued arrest warrants for one current student and two alumni in their late 30s. According to Hanover police, a Dartmouth student this fall reported he was hit multiple times with a wooden paddle during a fraternity pledge event and was pressured to eat an onion and his own vomit. Dartmouth officials say the fraternity has been suspended while the college conducts an internal investigation. This is the second time in recent weeks Hanover police have cited Dartmouth fraternity members. In late November, two students were charged with giving alcohol to a person under 21. The charges came after an underage Dartmouth student drowned during a party this summer. Vermont House Republicans will enter the next legislative session with more seats than they've had in 20 years. And House Minority Leader Patty McCoy says her caucus's main priority will be reversing Vermont's demographic trends, including an aging population.
No matter the issue, the underlying need is to pass policies that will enable us to attract more young people to live in Vermont and stay in Vermont.
Republicans picked up 18 seats on Election Day and will have 55 members in the House of Representatives. McCoy and other House Republicans say they'll use their numbers to sustain any vetoes issued by Republican Governor Phil Scott. And in other post-election news, the annual audit of Vermont's Election Day results shows that initial vote tallies were largely accurate. After every election, a group of towns are selected at random to have their election results audited. This year, there were 7. Locked bags full of ballots were taken to the State House and counted by special high-speed optical scan machines, so the results could be compared to those from Election Day. The audit showed that the only major discrepancies involved write-in votes, including one for Santa Claus in a local House race. Secretary of State Sarah Copeland-Hansis says the audits serve an important purpose.
We are double-checking, making sure that our systems have worked well. It's really just an opportunity to do a little quality check and for us to have an indication of how to improve our systems if we find that there are discrepancies.
Vermont has been auditing election results since 2006. Coming up, expert or novice, musicians at every skill level are welcome in this Rutland group. That's after this.
The Frequency is sponsored by the Autosaver Group's year-end sales event going on now at all 15 dealerships in Vermont and Western New Hampshire. Savings on their entire lineup, from trucks, SUVs, and EVs to fuel-efficient cars and family-friendly models. Inventory from all stores at autosavergroup.com. And Gills Point S Tire and Auto Service, offering tire and brake service, oil changes, and state inspections. Online at gillspointstire.com.
Two Wednesdays a month, members of the Wildwoods Music Co-op gather at the Godnick Adult Center in Rutland. Some sing, some strum, some fiddle. Their instruments and skill levels vary, but they share a passion for music that has kept the group active for more than 30 years. Vermont Public's Nina Keck has more.
The regulars start arriving around 7 p.m., and there's an easy banter as they unpack and tune their instruments, find their guitar picks, and set up music stands. They sit facing each other in a circle of folding chairs, chatting and practicing softly until 7:15, when the music starts in earnest.
Well, it really feels like family, and there's a core that have been together for quite a while, but we've got some new people who are really excellent musicians.
Bruce Douglas is a retired science teacher who lives in Chittenden. He plays guitar and loves experimenting with new instruments. His wife Molly sings and is learning the ukulele. Both are Wildwoods regulars.
I know I will intently watch somebody how they strum, and okay, how can I replicate that?
The most unusual thing about it, I think, is that we are open to any ability.
Rutland resident Gus Block has been playing with the group for 20 years and is the co-op's current leader.
Not that we get many novices, but someone that comes in a novice, they're going to be in a place that respects what they're trying to do, no matter, you know, what it is.
Sighing wind brings heavy snow. Good woodcutter knows. Fills the road, locks the door, lays and stays and waits for more.
This is not a jam session. It's a 2-hour song circle where everyone takes turns performing something they've prepared. The rest of the group listens, provides feedback, and when invited, joins in. On this recent Wednesday, there's 11 in the circle, and they play everything from old folk tunes to well-known hits from Joni Mitchell, Irving Berlin, and Fats Waller.
So I got you all beat on...
On Going Back?
On Going Back.
Yeah,
this was from a poem by Henry Lawson. It was written in 1907, so there you go.
Rutland resident Diane Licardi cradles her guitar and tells the group she's been trying to compose a melody for this poem, and that it's a work in progress.
They say I know nothing of women and men in the fields where love's roses grow. I must write, they say, with a halting pen. Do you think that I do not know?
It's just fun, and it's not judgy at all. And everybody's very forgiving. Forget the words. Sometimes people just stop in the middle of a song and say, that's all I know. And okay, we'll just move on, and no one cares.
Well, sometimes it can be very... very emotional.
Duke Maxwell brings his guitar all the way from Springfield for these sessions.
I lost my wife 4 years ago this Christmas, so sometimes some of the tunes.
Some of the songs, he says, remind him of his wife.
It's also kind of a therapeutic thing to be able to play those things and express those things and kind of, you know, get them out. And the guitar has definitely helped me cope with the loss and you know, move on.
Research shows playing music, learning a new instrument, and socializing can all help fight aging, depression, and the onset of dementia.
Oh, I think it's fantastic for my health. I look at my music because I can play that until the last day I live.
Blair Enman is a retired engineer who lives with his wife Claudette in Rutland. Music is his stress reliever, and he says playing in the circle pushes him out of his comfort zone.
It's just great to come down and play music with a bunch of other people.
How do you feel when you drive home?
Oh, I'm bubbly. No, it feels great to come down. I mean, I'll get in the house and Claudette will say, "How'd it go? You were really nervous before you left." And I said, "I overcame it. I did it. I had fun. And I'll be back in 2 weeks with a new set of songs."
Really sweet.
For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Mary Williams Angish, Carly Berlin, Liam Elder Connors, Pete Hirschfeld, and Bob Kinzel. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelin. And our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Elodie Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.
How are we supposed to fix what we don't talk about? Welcome to Homegoings, a Vermont Public podcast that encourages fearless conversations about art and race.
It's like an extended family, and especially around homegoing time.
Join us for Homegoings, wherever you get your podcasts. We're a proud member of the NPR network.